Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Lefter joins us when we come back right after this.
Hey, folks, we're going to be reporting this week from Commodity Classic, the joint meetings of the National Association of Wheat Growers, National Sorghum Producers, American Soybean Association, and the National Corn Growers Association. Our reports are being powered by BASF. They create chemistry for a sustainable future. Be sure to be listening for our reports on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Read our reports on the OklahomaFarmReport.com website and our daily email. And watch for our tweets from Commodity Classic as well. Our handle is Ron on Ron.
It's the Oklahoma Irrigation Conference set for March 8th in Woodward. Southern Plains ag producers who are looking to get the most out of their water use investment should register now to attend. In addition to ag producers, those interested in earning continuing education units should also consider attending the conference. Now, the conference will be held at the Woodward County Fairgrounds and will feature speakers from OSU, Kansas State, and Texas A&M. For registration information, contact your county OSU Cooperative Extension office. Welcome back here, everyone. Tom Lefter joins us now from Lefter Commodities. And, Tom, let's take a look at our livestock futures. And why don't you kind of recap just what happened yesterday afternoon?
Well, Dave, we saw another session yesterday of struggling trading by the live cattle and the feeder cattle futures and the inability of the contracts of making new highs. The live cattle yesterday at the end of the day closed negative. The feeder cattle closed on the mixed side. Now, it was a quiet session as far as news, as the trade continues to wait for our cash cattle trade to take place in the feed yards, which could give us some new price direction. Now, choice box beef yesterday, $1.90 higher. Select box is down $1.04 on a total movement of 166 lows. The cattle slaughtered yesterday, 108,000 head. The cash feeder index down 18 cents. Now, on the close yesterday, April live cattle, 80 cents lower. April feeders down 12 cents, and April lean hogs, 35 lower.
We're going to take a look at the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Tom, let's talk a little bit about our grain futures here today. I want you to kind of recap the grains for us.
Well, Dave, yesterday the wheat, corn, and soybeans made new lows for the month of March, which is lower than the lows that we made back in February. Chicago and KC wheat also made new contract lows yesterday, but after the 8:30 reopening yesterday, we started seeing some strength return to the grain and soy complex, and everything closed positive except for the bean oil yesterday. Now, Egypt bought 180,000 metric tons of wheat yesterday, none from the U.S., and Informa raised their Brazilian soybean production estimate and lowered their Argentina soybean production estimate. Now, at the moment, we're seeing May KC wheat trade 4 cents higher this morning. May corn's up 0.75. May soybeans 1.75 cents higher. The May cotton is up 34 points. April crude oil this morning, 13 cents lower. The March dollar index is 14 cents lower. And March Dow Jones futures down 19 points this morning.
Now, Tom, how can some folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today, and we'll look forward to checking in with you this afternoon. That's going to wrap it up for us. For Tom Lefler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.